We're going to deal today with tzaddikim or geirei tzedek, who are descendants of Esav. And last week we learned about the birth of Esav. This week we have Yaakov running away from Esav. Next week, by Yishmach, we have about the whole confrontation, Yaakov and Esav. So we're going to go back last week to the beginning of Parsha Toldos, where it actually says, on there's Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hoyledes Yitzchak, Rashi says, Yaakov ve'Esav ho amurim ba'parsha. And the question is asked, what does that Rashi really add? Obviously, we know that the children of Yitzchak are Yaakov and Esav. There's a sicha from the Rebbe where he explains that there's Esav the way he worked out in real life, which wasn't the best. But there's Esav who amurim b'parsha. Esav had tremendous potential. And even though Esav did not reach his potential, some of the geirim who descend from Esav reached amazing potential. And Yitzchak actually loved Esav more because he saw tremendous potential. And we have some of the geirim that are descendant from Esav who are the most amazing Jewish personalities. Now, going back to last week's Seder, where there's a pasuk, Vayisroitzatzu habonim bekirba, that the children fought inside Rivka's womb. Vatoymerim kein loma ze'anoichi, she says, what do I have? Need this? And vatelach lidrishas Hashem, she went to inquire of Hashem, which it says in Rashi that she went to inquire from Shem to ask his advice. Shem was a noyach son, an elder tzaddik at that time, close to 600 years old. Rashi brings Vayisroitzatzu the loshin ritza, that whenever she passed by the doors of Shem and Aver, Yaakov would push to go out. She went past a place of idol worship of Avodah Zarah. Esav would push to go out. And we have, still from last week, which we read, that Vayomer Hashem lo, Hashem told her through Shem that she's going to have two nations, Shnei Lumim Mimayachi Paredu, and one will overpower the other, and ultimately Rav Yavet Sawyer, the older will work for the younger. There's an amazing Rashi there, which I'd want to focus on. Shnei goyim bevitnech, Rashi says, geyim ksiv. Geyim are very great, wealthy people. And Rashi says, elu antoninus verebi. This refers to Antoninus was a Roman king. Rebbe is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who wrote the Mishnah, that they had on their table tznoin and chazeres, radishes and lettuce, b'maisachama, b'maisachshomim, summer, winter. They was wonderful. They were, Baruch Hashem, very rich, Rebbe and Antoninus, and they had radishes and lettuce in the summer and in the winter. This is a very unusual Rashi. Rivka was upset because she has one son is pushing his way to go to a shul, and one son is pushing his way to go to a place of Avodah Zarah, a church, an idol worship place. So what is she told? That you're going to have two wealthy descendants, Rebbe and Antoninus, and they're going to have lettuce and radishes. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to have a grandchild with lettuce and radishes in the summer and in the winter. It's just wonderful. Why does this calm down Rivka? So actually, Mefarshim explain on this Rashi that not only will amazingly good people come from Yaakov, but from Esav also will come amazing people. And specifically,
discrepancies between the original planning commission,
I'm just going to mute. Okay. Sorry about that. My apology. So as we were saying, that not only will great people come from Yaakov, but great people will come from Esav. And specifically Antoninus, who was a Roman king, who would bring Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi a sack of gold every single day. He would send him a sack of gold. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's ability to write a Mishnah, and that we're able to learn Gemara today, Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, is all thanks to Antoninus, who was a descendant of Esav, who basically funded the Mishnah, which is the basis for the Gemara. So actually, every time we learn Mishnayos today, Daf Yomi is very popular. And or any Gemara that people learn, and that's all thanks to Antoninus, who's a descendant of Esav, who helped give the funding for the Mishnayos. There's amazing Kli Yakar on this Rashi, before we get to actual descendants of Esav. The Kli Yakar brings that Vayetar Yitzchak L'Hashem L'Neichach Ishtay, Yitzchak was a tzaddik, ben tzaddik, he's a tzaddik, his father Avraham is a tzaddik, he is sure that he should have good children. But he was afraid as far as his wife. She is a daughter of Besuel, she is a sister of Lavan, who knows what kind of children she'll have. And that's why he thought that the fact that there's no children is from her, and he was afraid that from her would come children that are not good, just like Yishmael came from Hagar, and maybe that's why she's barren. And when the children were fighting in her, one was pushing to go to the Beis Medrash, and one is pushing to go to the Avodah Zarah, Rivka feels that for sure one is a tzaddik, one is a rasha. So she says, "Im kein lama ze anochi, I'm just like Hagar, I'm no better than Hagar. So why was I davening for children?" So she went to ask Hashem through shame, what did my davening help? And Hashem tells her through shame, Shnei goyim bevitnech, and you're going to have two great people, Rebbe and Antoninus. And again, there's a lot of amazing geirim from Esav, but the difference between Antoninus and all the others is that we are learning Gemara. I learn Gemara every day, teach children, teach adults. And why am I able to learn Gemara? Thanks to this Antoninus, who's a descendant of Esav, who funded the Mishnah. V'hoi'ilo tefilosa. Rivka's tefila helped, her davening helped. Shegam Esav yetze mimenu zera kosher. There will be good people coming from Esav, like Antoninus, ushar geire tzedek. As opposed to Yishmael, we don't have as the same percentage of special geirim from Yishmael. Ubazeh at toiva mehagar. And this, you are better than Hagar, because Hagar had Yishmael, very few good people came from Yishmael, but much greater people come from Esav. Yes, Esav is very low, but the people who came through from Esav were very special. Now, I made over here a list of people that came through from Esav very special, starting with Avadya, who is the most God-fearing person. He's a descendant of Esav. We have a Sefer in Treyasar named after him, and he is the greater Yerei Shemayim than Avram Avinu. Niroin, who was a general who was on his way to destroy, a Roman general on the way to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he shot arrows to all four directions, and they fell in Yerushalayim, and then he asked the child, Psoikli Psukecha, what did you learn today? And he tells him that I learned Vinosati es nikmosi be'edim biyad ami Yisrael. I'm going to take revenge from Rome for what they did to the Jewish people. So Niroin, the Roman general, says, what's going on here? Hashem obviously wants to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And then he's going to take revenge from me. I'm not going to be part of it. Niroin went and he was Megayer. Either his son or grandson became the famous Rabbi Meir. If anybody gives tzedakah for kupas, Rabbi Meir Balanes, or even if you learn Mishnayos and the words of the Mishnahs, a lot of it is from the words of Rabbi Meir, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, it says that a person's in trouble, he should give tzedakah in Rabbi Meir's honor and say, Aneini, Elikad de Meir Aneini. And this is all a descendant of Esav, a descendant of a Roman general who was on his way to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Then we have an amazing personality mentioned in Gemara Avodah Zarah, who we're going to get to, Ketiah Bar Sholem, who was a Roman senator who gave his life to save the Jewish people. And he did a very unusual gear at the last moment, which we're going to learn about. We have a Gemara in Gittin and elsewhere where it says that the grandchildren of Haman taught and learned Torah in Bnei Brak. It's actually mentioned, the Arizal says, that Reb Shmuel Bar Shilas, who's one of the Tanoim, or Amiroyim, and he's one of the leading Melamdim of those days, was actually a descendant of Haman or Agogi, who's a descendant of Esav. So here we have mentioned at least nine amazing descendants of Esav. Now we're going to, for the rest of the Shiur this week and probably next week as well, we're going to go through some of the specifics on these nine amazing descendants of Esav. Starting with Avadya, who is the most God-fearing person who ever lived. As we introduce him, and Avadya was the manager of the palace of Achav. He is a Ger Edomi, a Ger who comes from Esav. It says, Vayikra, this is a Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Yud Ches Gimel, Vayikro Achov Elevadia Asher Alabayis. Achov calls Evadia his manager. Vayvadia Hoyo Yore Yes Hashem Me'oid. Evadia feared Hashem very much. And as we're soon going to see in the Gemara, that the Evadia's fear of Hashem is greater than the fear of Hashem of Avram Avinu, because by Avram Avinu it says, Ato yodati ki yerei elikim ato, I know you're a God-fearing man, but by Evadia it says, Yorei es Hashem me'id. So we're soon going to quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Evadia's Yiras Shemayim was greater than Avram Avinu. Then we continue in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Dalet, Vayehi b'hachris Izevel, es neviyei Hashem, Achav's wife Izevel killed out all the Nevi'im, and Evadia was a very wealthy man. He took his whole money. Some people give 10% to tzedakah, 90%, 100%. Evadia was a wealthy millionaire. He gave all his money to save these 100 Nevi'im, and then he borrowed on heavy interest, as soon going to see. Vayikach Evadia meyo Nevi'im, he took 100 Nevi'im, vayachbiyim, and he hid them, chamishim ish ba'me'ora, 50 men in every cave, v'chilkalam lechem u'moyim, and he fed them bread and water. And we have a few psukim later when Evadia, Eliyo HaNovi meets Evadia, and he tells him, tell Achav that I'm coming, because Eliyo HaNovi had caused the three-year famine and had disappeared. And Achav was very upset at Eliyo, and Eliyo tells Evadia, who's Achav's general manager, to tell King Achav. King Achav was a big Rosha. Tell Achav that here Eliyo is coming. So Evadia tells him, the Ato and now, Ato Imer, you tell me, Lechem Meir L'Adinech Lehine Eliyo, you want me to tell my master that Eliyo is coming? It's dangerous for me. V'hoya ani eilech me'itoch, I'll go away. V'ruach Hashem yisoacha ad asher lo yeda. You will suddenly be carried away by Hashem's wind to some unknown destination. And I will come and tell Achav that you're here. V'lo yimtzoacha, he won't find you. V'harogani, and Achav will kill me. It would be risking my life if I tell Achav that I saw you. And v'avdecha yorei es Hashem min uroi, and your servant fears Hashem from youth. Which is quite amazing that even though Evadia himself is a gay, his parents were not Jewish, yet he's a God-fearing person from his youth. Evadia was very young when he became fully observant of Torah and mitzvahs. And then Evadia goes on to tell Eliyahu, Halehu gadla adoni, it was told to my master, Esa asher asisi, what I did. Baharoig Izevel es neviyei Hashem, when Izevel killed out, Izevel was killing all the Nevi'im because of Eliyahu HaNovi. Vo'ech bo mi Nevi'ei Hashem, and I hid from the Nevi'im, meyo ish, 100 people, chamishim chamishim ish b'me'ora, 50 people in each cave, v'achalkalim lechem u'moyim, and I fed them bread and water. There's a Talmud Yerushalmi in Peah. The words of the Yerushalmi, I actually didn't get a chance to look up, but I got it from Ishei HaTanach, where he brings, the Yerushalmi brings, v'achalkalim lechem u'mayim, that it was hayamayim, this is the words of Ishei HaTanach. As he quotes the Yerushalmi, of course, was written in Aramaic, and Ishei HaTanach of Yishai Chasida translates it into Hebrew, shehayamayim koshim lo'in lahavi yaser min alechem. In that time of that terrible famine, it was easier to bring bread than bring water because there was a tremendous shortage of water. And yet, as we're going to see, that Evadia supplied them with bread and water, and we'll soon see oil as well. Now, a Gemara Sanhedrin, Lamates Amid Beis, all about Evadia. He quotes the pasuk that we just read, Ksiv, it says a pasuk. This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamates Amid Beis, Vayikro Achav El Evadio Asher Al Habayis. Achav calls Evadia, who was in charge of the palace. Vayvadia hoya yore es Hashem me'id. Vayvadia was very God-fearing. Mai ka'omar kro. What is the pasuk saying? What is the message here? Achav calls Vayvadia, and Vayvadia is very God-fearing. It seems the two parts of the pasuk have no connection. Achav couldn't care less if Vayvadia is God-fearing or not. Achav is the least God-fearing of people. He's one of the people who lost his Olam Haba. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Omer Loi, Achav tells Evadia, I got a question on you. B'Yaakov Ksiv, by Yaakov, it says, Yaakov was working for Lavan. We have it in this week's Seder. And it says in Parsha Vayetze that, that Lavan says, Nichashti, I've gone through, detected, by Yevarcheini Hashem Biglalecha. I got a brach in your merit, and that's why Lavan does not want Yaakov to leave, even after he worked 7 years for Rachel and 7 years for Leah. He asks him to stay, and they make a deal, and Lavan changes it on him 100 times. But Achav says, I have a question for you, Evadia. B'Yosef, see, if Yosef was a God-fearing man, it says, V'yivorech Hashem es beis ha-mitzri b'glal Yosef. Potiphar's house got an amazing brach, an amazing blessing, because he had Yosef there. Besadahu gavra lehava mivra. I am not getting any blessings in my house. You're a big tzaddik. You pretend to be the tzaddik hadoyim, and you're my manager. Why am I not getting blessings? Why are we starving? Why do we have a famine? Shema lo yirei elikim ata. Maybe you're not as God-fearing as you make it. You make yourself a gan sechosid, but you're a phony. You're not real, Achav says. How do I know you're not real? Because we're starving. Yotza baskel v'omra, baskel. A heavenly voice came out and announced, Evadia hayayarias Hashem ha'id. Evadia is very God-fearing. He's more God-fearing than Avraham Avinu. Avo beisei shel Achav einoi mizuman lebracha. Achav's house does not deserve blessings. Achav and his wife, he's ever, weren't the best of people. Achav is one of the three kings mentioned in the Mishnah in Chayelik that lost his Olam Haba. And his wife, Yizevel, who killed Nevi'im, etc., was much worse. Omar Reb Abba, Godel Shenemar b'Evadyahu Yoser Mima Shenemar b'Avraham. Still, this is Gemara in Sanhedrin. What it says about Evadya is greater than what it says about Avraham Avinu. The Imo b'Avraham leksiv me'oid. By Avraham, it doesn't say me'oid. By Avraham, it says, Ato yodati ki yirei elikim ato. Now I know you're a God-fearing man, but it doesn't use the word me'oid. U'b'evadyohu ksiv me'oid. By Evadya, we have the word me'oid. Then the Gemara goes on. Amar Reb Yitzchak, mipnei ma zocha Evadyohu menevius. Evadyohu was a geir edomi. He was a person with minimal knowledge. And yet he is listed amongst the Memches Nevi'im, amongst the 48 Nevi'im. Why did Evadia merit to become a Novi? Mipnei shehechbi meyo Nevi'im b'ma'ora. Because he hid 100 Nevi'im in the caves. He saved their lives. Shenemar, as we have the Pasuk, v'yehi b'hachris Yizevel es Nevi'ei Hashem. When Yizevel killed the Nevi'im, v'yikach Evadiyahu meyo Nevi'im, and he took 100 Nevi'im, Vayachbiyim, and he hid them, chamishim ish b'me'ora. 50 Nevi'im in one cave, 50 Nevi'im in the other cave. Maishna chamishim ish, why did he divide them 50 and 50? Mepharshim bring, would have been much easier to keep them all in one place. Amar Reb Elazar mi Yaakov, and he learned from Yaakov, that if Yaakov divided when they were being attacked, Yaakov said, scatter, and we'll see, at least we made two separate camps. And he said, if Esav strikes one camp, the remainder will survive. So that's why Evadia feels, in case one of the caves are found by Achav, the other one will survive. And Reb Avu says there was a problem the size of the cave. The cave didn't fit more than 50 people. Then we have Chazoin Evadiyahu, which there's a medrash which I didn't copy, which mentions you have Chazoin Evadiyahu and Chazoin Yeshayahu. The word Chazoin, just to mention, has a gematria of, just a second, Nun is 50, and Ches is 8, and Zion is 7, and Vav is 6. So that's 50, 8, 7, and 6, a total of 71. Which means that Evadya was, and the same as Yeshayahu Anovi, was with the Sanhedrin at all times. Everything Evadya did, even though he's a Geir Adami, he may not have been the most knowledgeable person. He was always connected to the Sanhedrin and always took advice from the Sanhedrin. But now the Gemara in Sanhedrin says on Chazayin Evadya, Koyamar Hashem Elikim Le'edrin. There's a prophecy. Evadya has one short prophecy. It's actually the Haftorah that we read next week Vayishlach Hazoyin Evadia. The only haftorah that the only short nevuah that Evadia has is a nevuah for Edom. Maishno Evadia le'Edom. Why does Evadia specifically have a prophecy about Edom? Just to mention the final pasuk of Evadia. This Evadia is a very short and little book in Tanakh, part of Treyosar. It has only 21 psukim. Next week, Vayishlach, we're reading the entire book of Evadia, all 21 psukim. The final pasuk of Evadia, we're generally familiar with. We say it every morning in davening. We say, "V'olu meishiyim b'artziyin lishbeit es haresa v'hoysam Hashem ha'melucha." That the people from Artziyin will go to judge haresa, which the message again there is the transformation of Esau, because Esau has tremendous potential. Now, Maishna Evadia le'Edom. Why specifically Evadia for Edom? Amar Reb Yitzchak, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Yovoi Evadiyahu Hador Bein Shnei Rishoyim, Evadia who lives between two Rishoyim, V'loi Lomad Mimaseyim, V'yinove, and may he say prophecy, Al Esav Arosha, about the wicked Esav. Esav is Dor Bein Shnei Tzadikim, Esav lived amongst two Tzadikim, Yitzchak and Rivka, and he didn't learn from their deeds. So Evadia is living amongst wicked people, Achav and Izevel, and yet he is a tzaddik. Esav lives with Yitzchak and Rivka, and he's a rasha. Omar Ephraim Akshah, Talmidah of Meir, Mishum Reb Meir, Evadia Geir Edoimihoya. Besides the fact that his company, Achav and Izevel, are not the best, his background, his family is also not the best. His family is from Esav. Behind the Omri Inshi, this is the meaning of what people say. Mine obey Abba, we take the hatchet, the axe that chops the forest. The handle of it is from wood. It is from the wood of the forest. Nezel be Narga, we make the axe, the hatchet that cuts the forest. I actually saw connected to this in the Likutim of Sfasemis, I saw last week, why Yitzchak specifically wanted to bless Esav. Yitzchak knew Esav wasn't the best. Yitzchak knew that if you can take Esav and transform Esav, he will have greater merits than Yaakov. You have a person who's further and you bring him up. And that's why Yitzchak loved Esav. He wanted to transform Esav. And actually, when Yitzchak says to Esav to go and sudali tzoyed and hunt for me by Esav, going and doing something for Yitzchak, it brings him a connection. Esav does something because he wants the bracha, and that is to lift up. He says, so noke lecha, which so lift yourself up, that Esav became lifted up by the request of Yitzchak, and he did become lifted. But unfortunately, it didn't last. The Sfasemis also continues by saying that Esav himself at that moment had a hirur shuvah when Yitzchak told him to go. The problem is that also didn't last. However, it still is very valuable because there's a concept that says in Chassidus that if a person has a hirur tshuva, a person makes a decision, a person learns or hears something inspiring, and they make a decision to improve, even if it doesn't last in their personal life, yichud zeh lemailahu nitzchi loy lemvoy. The achievement that somebody does up above when they make a decision, if we are suddenly inspired. I know I have a Tanya Shir, which I give every Sunday, and the minute I get inspired. When you get inspired, even if my inspiration doesn't last, in Chassidus it says that Yichud Zeh Lemailo Nitzchi Leilam Voed, the spiritual benefit up above is permanent from it. Still on this Gemara in Sanhedrin, there's a Ben Yoyada, which is from the Ben Ishchai explanations of Agadita, and he brings Evadia who lived amongst two Rishoyim and didn't learn from their deeds, and he will testify, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he will testify about Esav who lives amongst two Tzadikim and didn't learn from their deeds. In other words, Evadia is with Rishoyim and he's good. Esav with Tzadikim, Yitzchak and Rivka, and he doesn't get inspired from them. Who are the two Tzadikim? Rashi says Yitzchak and Rivka. So the Ben Ishchai, Ben Yehoyada asks, Why are you saying he lives amongst two tzaddikim? He lives amongst three tzaddikim. Yaakov as well. He had Yitzchak, Rivka, and Yaakov. Three tzaddikim, and he didn't learn. So he says the Ben Yoyada that Yaakov is younger than him. And there was jealousy between Yaakov and Esau. There was no love between them. So it was very unlikely that Esau would learn very much from Yaakov. And therefore, that's not even called Dorimi, because it's not the situation. The sibling rivalry between Yaakov and Esau makes it very unlikely that Esau will be inspired from Yaakov. He didn't look at the positive. He only saw bad in Yaakov. He couldn't see good. That's number one, the Ben Yoyada says. Then he says, furthermore, there were many years that he lived with Yitzchak and Rivka after Yaakov left. Okay, still going on Avadya. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Shmais Rabbah in Parsha Mishpatim, which brings a pasuk in Parsha Mishpatim, Im kesef talve es ami, if you lend money to my nation. I know that the Chaim HaKadosh says on this pasuk, Im kesef, if you have money, talve es ami, you should lend it to my nation. I had an uncle, Rabbi Shimon Goldman, who ran a gemach, Shkemilas Chesed Shemesh Shabbos, and he used to once a year make an announcement by the Rebbe's Fabrengen about the Melava Malka he was making for the Gemilas Chesed to raise money. The Rebbe wanted him to make this announcement anyway, and he would issue a Dvar Torah. And I remember this one occasion, he said this short Dvar Torah from the Yerach Chaim that Im Kesef, if you have money, Talves Ami, lend Jewish people, help other people. So the Medrash Rabbah goes on to say, Hadod Iksiv, Kasboi Loinosan Beneshech. Many people, they have money. I have to invest it. Money can earn money. I need to get interest. No, I'm not going to get interest for my money. I'd rather see how my money can help someone. Boi Urei, come and see. Kol Misha Yesh Boi Oisher. If there's somebody who has wealth, V'noisein Tzedaka L'aniyim, you have wealth, invest it. No, I'd rather help people with it. He doesn't lend it because the nature is my money should earn money for me. No, I'm going to. The best thing is to give tzedakah. If somebody uses his money, somebody is wealthy, and instead of investing his money to make money, uses his money to help people, he is as if he fulfilled all the mitzvahs, as it says, Kasbei Leinosan Benesha. He didn't give his money on interest. He didn't take bribes. The one who manages this will never fall. Who is this wealthy man? Who's this ideal person? He's wealthy, a multimillionaire, and uses his own money to help others. Who is this? Because as we mentioned, some people give 10%, 20%, 100%. Avadya gave much more than 100%. He gave all his money for tzedakah, and then he borrowed more on heavy interest. And who did he borrow from? He borrowed from the ach of son Yehoram, and Yehoram, business is business, he lent him on heavy interest. And he said, who's going to guarantee? And Avadya had to put down as a guarantee his own children, that if he doesn't pay the debt, his own two sons will become slaves. So Avadya is the most generous person who's ever been in history, giving everything he's got to save 100 Nevi'im's lives. Who is this generous person? Avadya. Shehoya Osher. He was very rich. He was Apotropos Shel Achav. He was the manager of Achav's palace. Shenemar, as it says, Vayikra Achav El Avadya Shenal Abayis. He called Avadya, who's in charge of the base of the palace. He was extremely wealthy. Avadya had so much money. His whole life he couldn't use that much money. And what did he do with all the money? And he gave his entire money, every last cent that he owned, he gave for tzedakah to save lives. He supported the Nevi'im. Even when that bad came, there became this terrible famine. Prices had skyrocketed. He couldn't get bread. Water was harder than bread. He borrowed money from Achav son Yehoram, Who knew he was borrowing from the Nevi'im? But Yehoshua only cared about money. To him, business is business. Mashaya maspik le'Nevi'im. He borrowed enough to supply the Nevi'im with bread, water, and oil. Ze Oivadya kiyem Oivadya fulfilled kasmei loy nos and benesha. He didn't use his money on interest. He used his money to help people. But Yehoshua, and again, Oivadya is a descendant of Esav, and he's the most generous person who ever lived. He lent the money on interest, and not just on interest. He lent money on the guarantee of Evadia's children. And when Evadia died, he was ready to take the children as slaves. Now he's still alive. This Yehoram is alive. Let Yehu ben Nimshi went and killed Achav's family, and specifically he killed Yehoram ben Achav. And why does Yehoram ben Achav deserve to be killed? Because by him, the most important thing in life is how I make more money, even if it means somebody else's misery, taking Evadia, who's the most generous person, taking his children as slaves. Money is all that counts in his life. So Yehu should kill him. Shenemar v'Yehu mila yodi b'keshes. Yehu struck, took the bow. Vayaches Yehoram bein Zroyim. He struck Yehoram between his arms. Vayetze hachetzi milibay. And the arrow went right through his heart. V'loma bein Zroyosav. How come it went from between his hands? Vayetze milibay. Yehoram had two problems. One is lefisha hikshes libay. His heart was hard. You're taking this guy's kids as slaves. Why? Because he was generous. He wanted to save 100 Nevi'im. Because he was generous, unlike that you, you're only interested in money. So Yehoram, it went to his heart. The arrow went through his heart because he hardened his heart. It went between his hands because Poshat Yodam Lekavel Oribis Lekayim Mashenemar. There's a pasuk that says B'neshech Noshach Nosan V'sarbis Lokach. Somebody who gave his money on interest, Chayim Lo Yichya, he won't live. And that's why Yehoram was killed. Nekach mazirulem. That's why we're warning you. Im kesef, if you have money, money is to be used to help other people, to help talves ami. Now we're going to go to the story of when Evadia dies and Yehoram ben Achav comes to take his two children as slaves. And we have the isha achas minishay b'nei anavim. This is found in Melachim Beis. I didn't write the perek correctly. Melachim Beis, perek dalid. Perek dalid, pasuk aleph. V'isha achas, there was a woman, Evadia's wife, minishay b'nei ha-Nevi'im, from the wives of the Nevi'im. Tzo'ako el Elisha, she cried to Elisha. And the Mepharshim bring the word tzo'ako, tzadik ayin kuf hei, is the gematria of 265. And she cried to Elisha 265 times. And she says, Avdecha ishi meis, my servant, your servant, my husband died. V'ato yodati, yodata, and you know, ki avdecha hayayore es Hashem, you know that your servant feared Hashem. V'hanoi shebo lokachas ashnei yelodai loy la'avodim, and the creditor, this Yehoram ben Achav, is coming to take my two children as slaves. The Targum Yonason ben Uziel says, V'havi Yosef, he was borrowing money, u'meichelein, and feeding them. Now, Evadia really had plenty of access to money. To save lives, you're allowed to steal. So Evadia could have easily taken some of Achav's money, and he deserved to take it, because Achav is the one who's killing the Nevi'im. Why does Evadia have to lose all his money? Because Achav is a ruthless guy. Nevertheless, Evadia says, I will not take one cent that's not mine. Oh, he was borrowing. He would not take any of Achav's possessions. Now, if you would ask a halacha, Achav is a murderer. Ezevel is a murderer. Are you allowed to use their money to save the lives of people they're killing? The answer is yes. Should you sell your children as slaves? Should you guarantee your children as slaves? Or should you take money from these terrible people? The answer, take their money. Yet, Evadia was an overly honest person. He would not take one cent from the assets of Achav illegally. The Radak brings an amazing Radak on Avdecha Ishi Meis. He says, Yonis and Tirgim, Avdecha Evadia Bali Meis, my husband Evadia died. Vatya Data, and you know, Ari Avdech Havadachom in Hashem, you know that you're my Evadia feared Hashem. Kat Kitlis, Izevel Shiyosa, when the wicked Izevel killed the Nevim. Then Radak quotes an amazing Targum Shel Tosef Tov, which says as follows. It's in Aramaic, so I'm just going to read it in English. He says that 265 times the wife of Evadia cried out to Elisha, and Elisha didn't know what to do until Mrs. Evadia, we don't know her name, she went Lebei Kivri, she went to the cemetery. Vitsofcha, and she now, for some reason, whatever the custom was, she didn't know the exact location of Evadia's burial. And she screams, Dochlod Hashem, Dochlod Hashem, where is the God-fearing man? And she hears a voice between the graves. Man hodein dochlod Hashem, who is this God-fearing person that you're looking for? Arbo ikru dochlod Hashem. In Tanakh, there are four amazing God-fearing people, which the truth is, there are thousands of God-fearing people. But these four were all very special. Avram, the Nisayan of the Akedah, Yosef being prime minister in Egypt amongst Goyim, slave in a prison, and he remains a tzaddik. Eov had the worst suffering, and Evadia gives all his money to save the Nevi'im. So these are the four God-fearing persons. So Mrs. Evadia answers and she says, I want the one who's most God-fearing of all of them. And they identified for her where the grave is, and she lied down on his grave. She starts screaming, and she says, Mori, Mori, my master, my husband, hey, Charechtzina, where is my relying? You said, trust in Hashem. When we borrowed the money, and I ask you, how are you going to take responsibility? Who are you going to leave me and your children? And you said, the Ribay Noamin Rachsali, I can trust Hashem. Viyamritli, and you told me, Shveik Yasmach Manoa Kaiminun. Don't worry, you'll have orphans, I'll look after them, Hashem says. Varamalosach, you're a widow, a light is rachas, rely on me. Vikadun light nishtach meshziv, we can't find anybody to save us. Viyasmi Namitsovchi, the children, Mrs. Evadia, her two children are screaming, Kablanaba, Kablanaba, help, father. And they're on Evadia's grave crying away, father, top to help. Ice of Evadia, Evadia dead from his grave answers, and he says, Zili Legabe Elisha, go to Elisha, and go to Elisha. I've just been there 265 times. No, this time go to Elisha, Bepurta the Mishra, with a bit of oil. There's a bit of oil that you have left, and he should give you a bracha with the oil. Because when I hid the 100 Nevi'im, and I supported them in the cave with bread and water, I not only did I give them bread and water, but I gave them oil. I needed to give them bread and water to save their lives, but oil to learn, so they won't learn Torah. I'll spend less money. I'll have more for my family. Yet they should be able to learn Torah day and night, because it was very dark in the grave. So that he should remember me, these were what I did for the Nevi'im, their Torah, and he should pay me. Because it says in the Pasuk, that if you have mercy on poor people, you're lending money to Hashem. And tell all this to Elisha. So she tells this to Elisha, and Elisha says, what do you have in the house? Tell me what you have in the house. She said, I only have oil. And he says, borrow plenty of vessels from outside, from all your neighbors. Get as many empty vessels as you can. And close the door behind you and your children. Rashi says, because the honor of the Kveid Anes, Lovi Bahatzne, the Anes should come quietly and pour oil on all the vessels and take the Bahamone Tasi and move away the full ones. Rashi brings that you move away the full one and bring the other ones. And don't move the oil, because Hashem makes that it became like a Mayan, a well. The Mayan is not going to move. So just bring the vessels under the oil. Don't move the oil. Anyway, she went, she closed the door, and her children would bring her vessels. They filled all the vessels. She says, bring me more vessels. And they said, there isn't any more. Vayamay da shemen, and the oil stopped. The Radak brings the Agoda and Targum Shalte Sefta, that it filled all the vessels. And she says, okay, there's no good vessels. Bring me broken vessels. Because whoever made a decree that, whoever made the whoever made that the complete vessels got filled with oil can make with broken vessels. Hashem can just as much fix the broken vessels. And they took broken vessels and they joined together broken vessels by the word of Hashem. And the oil kept going until she finished all the vessels, including the broken ones. And then the oil heard and the oil stopped. Vayamid Hashem, and Rashi says, me love it. And the Medrash says, Vayamid Hashem, that the price of oil just jumped up and became very high. And she went and she tells the Navi, and the Navi, Elisha, says, sell the oil and pay your debts, and you and your children can live with the rest. And the Radak brings from Targum Tesefta again, Tesefta, that pay the debts. And in Tesefta, it says that when this miracle happened, she says to the Navi, do I have to give Miser from this oil or not? So the Navi Elisha answered, your husband supported the Navi with things where there's no Miser, you don't have to give any Miser here. And then she says, what do I do with the sons of Acha? Maybe they hear I have all this oil, all this money, and they'll take it away from me. These guys love money. And he says, so the Navi Elisha says, Hashem de Sagar, Puma de Kalbi de Mitzrayim, Hashem will close the mouths of the dogs in Egypt. And he will close the mouths of the lions when Daniel will be thrown into the lions. Then he will also close the eyes of the Achav's children, that they will not make you any bad. She thanked Hashem and she went. Vatove vataged, Rashi brings that she asked advice. Should I sell the oil or should I wait for it to go up higher in price? So Rashi brings, don't worry, sell it now. You got enough for you and you have enough to pay your debts and you have enough for you and your family to live until Yichyu HaMesim, until Tchiyas HaMesim. Okay, so this is so far the first part of Avadia. We're going to spend the Mirtz Hashem a few weeks about the amazing descendants of Esav and why it's so important that Esav has all these amazing descendants.